Ken Ham. Ken Hambone. Ken Ham has a false gospel, but yet people are still like, I'm going to go to the Ark experience. Well, go ahead, have fun. I'm not going. That Ark is an abomination in my mind. I'm like, Pastor Thompson, you're kind of... Look, in that Ark experience, he has verses up on the wall. What do you think the verses are? Do you think they're King James only? No, they're not King James only. You know what's at the end of it? A false gospel. So the place is an abomination. God never told him to build that. God never told people to make Sunday school classes either. But God definitely didn't tell him to build that boat. And he spent millions of dollars of people's money to build that Ark. So talk about a big, fat waste of money and a big, fat waste of time. There's many deceivers in the world right now. And they're everywhere. Look at verse 8. It says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now, what's that talking about? Well, I believe it's talking about you yoking up with some kind of a false prophet in some way, shape, or form. I'm not saying that you're going to lose your rewards once you get someone saved. I believe that's an everlasting reward that you can't lose, right? Because that person's always going to be saved. The reward is always going to be there for that. But there's things where I believe you could lose rewards. If you put your time into somebody's ministry that's a false prophet, well then, are you gaining rewards off that? No, you're not gaining rewards off that. You're losing rewards because you're backing up some false prophet. So God is not happy when people are backing up a false prophet, listening to their preaching, doing all these things. I'm going to go to the Ark Encounter. Pastor Thompson, you're such a stick in the mud. Why are you saying not to go to the Ark Encounter? Because it's wicked, that's why. They're like, the Ark Encounter's wicked? Yeah. Didn't I just tell you they have false Bible versions all over the wall in there? Just take a little virtual tour, you'll see it. I saw it. He doesn't understand why people don't believe in a six-day creation. He always says that. You know why they don't believe it? Because it's a false Bible version that you're reading from. The NIV doesn't say that it was six literal days. It gives place for time periods. All these modern perversions will give room for gaps, millions of years, billions of years, and it's false. And so he just doesn't understand why people don't believe in a six-day creation. Well, maybe they should stop reading the stupid Bible version that they're reading and get a King James. Yeah.